With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, Israeli personality and talk show host on Israel News Talk Radio. Always a pleasure having you here on 101.9 Chai FM. How are you today?
I'm good, but too much sugar yesterday.
Too much sugar yesterday. And what are you drowning in?
We have the second day. You guys do Purim for us. I'm getting like this echo in the phone.
Yeah. Technology and us are doing battle today. That is for sure. Let's give it another go. And if not, well, I don't know. Then we might just call it a day and play some music or something like that. But I really was wanting to talk to you because you're in the midst of an Israel that is dealing with a massive crisis and taking some hugely extreme measures to control it, so it seems.
It's, you know, I'm going to ignore this double sound because I must tell you, Simon, is it annoying to you, that double sound? Are you
getting
the double?
It's way better on our side and you're not double, so go for it, Andrea.
Okay, I have to tell you, you know, my show is generally funny and we're funny, but this coronavirus thing is, people are being deeply, deeply affected. We're an economy that relies heavily on tourism and everyone around the world. I mean, nobody's being spared. People don't know if they should fly back to the States, for example, and be in the required 2-week quarantine or take advantage of the El Al deal that you can change your ticket and, you know, without any fees and go back in another week. Nobody knows what's going on. And when I hear about, I have a lot of friends and acquaintances who are tour guides canceled. This is their big season coming up. And I heard from one woman this morning, not a joke. She doesn't know how she's going to pay for her daycare so she can continue to teach while her husband is unemployed. He's taking substitute teaching jobs. People are selling their second cars, you know, what we called in the States, we used to call the station car, you know, the jalopy that you would take. It's very, very rough. You know, on a more humorous, not a humorous note, but I know this guy, Avi Lieberman, got a note this morning. He's a comedian. He's great. He does a comedy for Kobe specials. Really big, you know, Baal Tzedakah. Yeah. All of his Pesach European shows were canceled.
Tell me something. I mean, in Israel, at least there's some sort of a safety net. In South Africa, there's none. Will people like these tour guides you've just referred to, will they be able to claim Bituach Leumi from national insurance, or are you on your own?
I didn't come prepared with that because once again, it's like your, you know, your space program questions. but you know what? I'm sure. I've heard rumblings that there are going to be some kind of relief efforts for businesses small. I was in town this morning because coronavirus or no, I needed a pedicure. Anyway, this is serious stuff. I'm maintaining a marriage, the second marriage.
That explains it then.
But town was, my gosh, you know, this is after Purim, before Pesach. This is where it's happening. And it was really very, very dead. So I don't know. I mean, I'm looking here. I took some notes this morning. And, you know, one of the things that I think is most important, and I know we have a very little time together and after my camel music, but yes. One of the things that I, you know, my kids used to, it was like a half-baked joke. And they used to say, you know, Ma, if God forbid the word disaster, you take care of us. Because it was true. I know how to forage in the forest. I know how to build a latrine. I could make a campsite, like light a fire with one match. And it dawned on me yesterday during our Purim feast, which is a day after your guys, you know, Yerushalayim was on Thursday or Wednesday. And you know what? I could do all that, but not without a sense of humor. And what's really scary is that people are scared. And there was like a pall over the meal. Everybody was laughing and everybody was singing. But then we would remember, like, are there too many here? Is anybody coughing? Who's the oldest person here? Who's the frailest person here? And then you stop. There were no yeshiva boys running in and out, you know, entertaining us this year. And if we don't remain upbeat, if we don't remember who's in charge, if we don't remember that we can only do what we can do, you know what? We're going to compound. We'll compound the illness with the fear. And this is something that I have to be very vigilant about. I don't know what's going on in South Africa yet, but I'm not buying my ticket for Pesach. And they're not going to fly me out of Israel, you know, if nothing gives. What's going on with you guys?
We got away with it up until very, very recently. Africa was just not an issue. Friends of mine who arrived in Israel said that the plane from South Africa was the only plane to have landed in the arrivals hall. I mean, that's how hectic Israel is sort of seeing this whole thing. But it's changing, and it's changing fast. And what so terrifies me about South Africa is that there are so many people who have HIV whose immunity systems are impaired, and we do not have the health facilities to care for the onslaught of numbers that are potentially going to come our way.
Yeah, that's the thing. The medical infrastructure is really scary. And I'm just on a sort of an upbeat note, on the Purim night, I had to hear Megillah, and I was with a friend who is immune impaired. Is that what you said?
Ah, Andrea, we've lost you. We've lost you. And by some miracle, if you are streaming us or listening to us, I wanted to read you a note from Garen Cohn, because it's possibly like the nicest message that you would have had for months. Garen wrote to us and says, wow, what a character. Love her. Isn't that a nice thing to say? I agree with you, Garen. I think she's completely awesome. I think she's just like a bundle of energy and a bundle of positivity. And yeah, up there with Rolene being my favorites of the day. Let's take a song, and I'll get back to the SMS line after the news, but keep your messages coming. Promise you I'll get to them all. The SMS line is 34519 or Telegram 061-895-1019.